What's up, motherfuckers? This is the Strange Brew Podcast. Cracking those beers. I got Oprah Quinfrey, Quinston Churchill. I got Quinn Dugan next to me.
Osama Quinn Laden.
Oh, I was talking to a buddy about your name and how me and my buddy sat at work bored on a Sunday and wrote out a massive piece of paper of everything we thought that could go with Quinn, like Quinn Latifah, and I forgot about Osama Quinn Laden.
I remember that list. It's vividly in my brain.
No, and I remember because it went to two sides.
There was 15.
Sides. Oh, fuck yeah.
15 or more
I'm
names.
I'm trying to remember some of them, and I fucking really can't. And I just started like crying laughing, and now that I say it, I think it just sounds stupid, but like it was fucking funny in the moment. Did you see the new trailer for Christopher Robbins?
I fuck with that so
hard. Have you seen it? It's Ewan McGregor, and he's like, the beginning of trailer, blah, blah, he's like older now, and then he sits on a bench, and he's like, what to do, and then behind him, he's like, oh, what to do, and then he's like, who? And he's like, Christopher Robbins. It's fucking only like a minute long. It's a teaser. It looks not bad, actually. Nope. Like, I'm going to watch it because my grandma raised me on that shit. Like, watching.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I grew up watching Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, okay, it sounds disgusting. It's like,
Winnie the Pooh a Nazi?
No, but how they had poo sticks. They would play poo sticks where they would chase sticks down rivers, okay?
Poo sticks.
And near my grandma's house as a kid, she actually lived in an old person's trailer in Niagara Falls. Right,
yeah.
We're gonna start this podcast by talking. This is a Strange Brew Podcast, all about weird mysteries and the insane and the crazy,
and apparently about Winnie the Pooh.
No, but we started off by just talking and shooting the shit and getting to know kind of who I'm talking to. I am the host, as you're always, your gracious Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson. I am the god of all supreme gods. Let's get into this. But like when I was a kid, right, my grandma lived in a trailer and she had like with all the old folks. It was like a weird neighborhood. It's like Trailer Park Boys for old women and old people.
Love
old
it.
Couples. A lot that's of it's almost right old women. It was in Niagara on the Lake in Niagara Falls, fucking, because we're Canadian. That's why it's Strange Brew, fuckers. You know, and like, so we would, she had this little river and this little like bridge that would go over near like her little trailer, right? And we would play poo sticks when I was like fucking 4 or 5. You'd put the sticks in the river and see which one. So fucked.
Were you just screaming like at school? You just go like, oh, I played poo sticks with my friends this weekend.
I was like 4.
We put our sticks in the river and we watched our poos float down like.
Yeah, I bent over the. I know, but that's what that was in the show, right? Which is so funny that they did like.
I don't remember that.
Well, yeah, in the show they would.
I was maybe a bit too young.
They would chase things, but the thing is, you know how we'll say this quickly before we get into this because you don't even know what we're about to get into.
You don't even know.
You don't even know what we're watching right now. But characters of Winnie the Pooh, obviously Christopher Robin's supposed to be a schizophrenic. That's the fucking whole conspiracy behind it. Since this is a conspiracy podcast, but also I think they're supposed to be based all on drugs. I'm gonna actually look it up on
drugs,
my phone.
They're supposed to be.
I want to look this up right now because I was trying to do it at work the other day and tell a kid at work because
they're supposed to be based
Tigger's
on...
obviously like cocaine. Winnie the Pooh's obviously weed. That's what I would think.
That's Eeyore.
Eeyore would be heroin.
No.
Eeyore is 100% heroin.
Think heroin?
He's depressive. Heroin is a depressive drug that makes you lazy and makes you feel nothing. What drugs?
Doesn't have enough source to be doing heroin.
No.
But like people said, they're the seven deadly sins. They've said
That's what my buddy said.
They're drugs. They've said that.
I think they're drugs.
You know.
Look, so. Rabbit's always being everyone's business. He's cocaine. So he's like, he's always.
Tigger's ecstasy.
No, he's always jumpy. That's true.
Right.
Rabbit's always jumpy. He's always in everyone's business. Always like talkative, right?
Right.
Tigger can't calm down. Always bouncing, never tired. Ecstasy is form of when your heart's going, and he's like a lovable character. Eeyore's not marijuana. I think Eeyore's heroin. That makes no sense.
LSD.
Owl's
the drug dealer.
No, Pooh is fucking Piglet's fucking mushrooms.
Yeah, because he's scared of everything. He's just having a really bad time.
That's like acid, though.
Yeah.
I don't agree with this. I think Pooh's not LSD. LSD is not you eat honey and shit. I think this website's got it way backwards.
I think Eeyore is on like Xanax.
No, I think you are 100%. Heroin. No, I'm Xanax. Always talking because heroin addicts are like, man, I love Jason Mewes, J fucking Silent Bob. Yeah. Jason Mewes was addicted to heroin.
Right.
And he was just like, it makes you lazy. If you watch Sid Vicious, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, but that's massive... when you're on heroin. When you're off heroin, you're just this like.
No, you're still lazy though. Kurt Cobain was a massive heroin addict, and Kurt Cobain literally just like. I love Nirvana. I do. That whole story is nuts, and there's some crazy conspiracies behind it.
That's another podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna do one about Kurt Cobain, about should I maybe leave and stuff. See, I want to base this more about because why is there doing this? And you know this kind of that I've been known my entire life for being the conspiracy guy, through restaurants, through my whole life for questioning shit, through where I've worked, through people I've known. I'm that kind of crazier
that's
guy.
That's why, I feel like that's why we connected. Cause I walked in, I remember the first couple of days I walked in and listening to this guy, listen to David Icke and Alex Jones. It's like, wow, this guy's nuts. And I love that. I love the whole reptilian thing. I thought
you
were going to
bring up that probably in the first week, I was like, do you believe in aliens?
Yeah. Oh, and I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, yeah, I believe in aliens. No, and I still do. Me and
you,
you
connected
do.
In a sense. I'm almost 27. Quinn, you're a young fucking buck, man. Fuck.
21, almost 22.
That's fucking retarded. And honestly, I connected through a lot of younger cats growing up. Not growing up, but being in kitchens. Because I was always in a sense when new kids would come in, we're trying to train them. And in kitchens, you go through so many different people.
That you see a lot of young faces. Yeah, because it's a pretty high turnover.
Pay you less, right?
They can pay us less. They can.
Because Quinn was a student.
We can do cocaine. You can really do. When you're a cook, you can do whatever the fuck.
Oh, I've talked to me and Mike did the podcast that will forever be forgotten because I didn't fucking obviously record it.
He's checking over.
This is recording.
He's okay, we're good.
But life is kind of fucked up. So what we're talking about, we should just get right into this. What we're watching right now in the background is a show on Netflix. A show called World War II in Color.
It's because amazing.
We're talking about Hitler.
Oh, Sieg Heil, it's me, Hitler.
Oh, we're talking about the Hitler.
Oh, there is Eva Braun. Hello, everybody.
Oh, where's Eva Braun? Hey, you know?
I am not dead. Escaped to Argentina.
Oh, you don't even know what's going on. I start with an accent. I tried to do an accent when me and Mac did one.
Yeah.
And because we're talking weird sounds, I was talking about how there's this British guy that's outside of his window, and then it just went into Scottish and then fucking off African, South African.
It went bad. I just gotta put in here that you talking about the difference between black and white and color.
Yeah.
And so we're watching, obviously, old footage of World War II footage.
Yeah.
That's been recolored.
Yeah.
And wow. We talked about this earlier, but we said that...
you get a feel for...
You get an experience that you wouldn't otherwise get from a black and white film, because that's not
black
how you see the
white,
world.
I said black and white, you can't really understand, or you can't.
It's more hard to contextualize yourself or
put yourself in the situation.
Empathize in
because
that situation.
Honestly, it's okay because our eyes see in color because that's our perception. Because you know, I have things about perception and how we see things. That's why the reptilians can brainwash us and do certain things. Blah blah. But I always go off on a tangent. That's what Max said. He said Max said in one podcast, I have a six shooter that I'm silently loading up, and then all of a sudden I start fucking shooting it off. But it's very cool to see. World War II in Color, me and my girlfriend were watching this drinking, and I was like, just look at how crazy it is for them to live like that and what it was like. So we're talking about Hitler, that he probably didn't die. He probably faked his death. Okay.
Well, he did. He did.
Yeah, he definitely.
For the record, he did die, but it's the question of whether or not he died in his bunker.
Yeah. So to watch this is very interesting because you get a real feel of what it would be like. In black and white, you can't really relate and see. We're watching all these people smiling, happy that the Nazis are going to war and going to kill a bunch of Jews.
You can see, what's really interesting to me is you can see the color.
Look at people, there's people on their roofs. There's people
you can see the...
Hitler's just driving past.
You can see these were cities, these were real fields and places that were in Germany, right?
We see in color, so that's why.
Yeah.
And
you see the color of... The uniforms, which I didn't realize that they were baby blue. Hitler was
brown.
He's wearing brown, and everyone else is wearing.
See,
baby
we're
blue
watching a
him.
Crowd of people salute this man. They thought Hitler was a god. So if you are some young kid, some young buck, and I'm not saying you're ignorant, stupid, but if you don't know what any of the
you can be any
Asian. Any Asian?
any age, and like I thought you were gonna say, like don't be stupid, don't just follow one.
No,
leader.
But I know I'm just saying, like I know because the Hitler Youth we can talk about in our episode, but like that if bang. you should know your history, and I'll go into this eventually or some other time, but I believe that these World War One and World War Two were funded by our own governments in the United States, and especially the United States, maybe not Canada because we're from Canada, but like the States and Britain and stuff were funding and backing Hitler before this shit. They weren't worried about Hitler until all of a sudden he made a mark. They were not worried. Vinny passes a song exclusively about every fucking war and what's been happening and shit, and like they weren't really, Roosevelt wasn't worried about what Hitler was doing and shit and all these presidents and stuff after World War One ended. So after World War ended, obviously, you know, the Germans were fucking pissed and they lost. And my belief of what happened is like they pretty much, the conflict really started in World War One, I'm pretty sure, over a cruise ship that got bombed. And what my belief and a lot of evidence shows is that people pretty much bombed their own ship to create a false flag and to create World War One to start the war into it. It was either World War One or World War Two, but things got ramped up. You know, the death of Franz Ferdinand, yep, ramped up going huge to war and shit and stuff. For some reason, it ramped it up going up. So all this stuff happens. We get into war. It goes crazy. It's nuts. So like at the end of the war, obviously, if you don't know your history, you should fucking look at something or read something. It's ridiculous to me.
The Allies' power to win.
Yeah, the Allies overcome, especially the States and Canada.
I just gotta say, that's really interesting that we talk about it as Allies versus Axis, where at the time it was the other way around. You know what I mean?
Well, like, it's weird. Like, it's like, yeah, we have to say, like, you know, like, who's right?
Yeah,
who's
we
wrong.
Say the Allies and Axis, or Axis, but like, in that, I don't know. It's just interesting the wording that we use.
No, and it's interesting that like, it's interesting too that like, you have a group of certain people, literally a fairly new country. Germany is not fucking an old country. It's fairly new in the context of how old.
No, it's pretty old. Like,
No, look in history. It's not like, no, it's fairly new compared to some.
What
United
do you mean
States
by
is way
new?
New. Like, not fairly new, but yeah, like how the Britain existed before Germany existed and stuff like that, that they were fighting to keep their spot. Like how Quebec is fighting Canada.
Right.
You know what I mean? To be part of their own fucking sect. And that, like, you know, that's why their defeat to like the World War One with Britain, and when the USA finally showed up and we started showing up, Canadians and stuff, that they felt humiliated. In a sense, and Hitler felt humiliated. Hitler was Austrian.
Yeah, he was a sergeant.
He was a painter to start with.
Yeah, but artist. I mean, in World War One, he was a soldier, and that's where his hatred for politics.
Yeah.
And the
do you
political
remember what they
norm.
Do you remember what they called him?
No.
They called him, the fucking runner or something like that. Oh, fuck. I know. And I was saying, I'll have to look this up. He was known because he would do special, like, Aaron missions. Because we're talking about this, I'm just going to look this up.
I also want to say
because
about
Hitler. Talking about him. Yeah.
I was going to say about Hitler. Apparently, whether or not this is actually true, according to some people, he was almost killed in World War One.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people believe that he felt abandoned by his country after World War One, when he wasn't receiving any support for his injuries. I'm sure both mental and physical, which may have played a role in his future health, because he did have Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, but we gotta talk about some fucked up shit before that crap, because there's some stuff
that I believe.
Because he was like more of like a messenger kind of fucking dude, and like in a sense he got a name for it because he dodged numerous like fucking things. But in any sense,
he got
a name for himself in a sense in World War One. So like he started building this thing, and like the what we're talking about, like we're. I'm not going to name what we're doing next because I want it to be more of a surprise, because at the end of this, but like that The occult and Hitler go hand in hand. He believed in a lot of crazy things. Not crazy things. Crazy things to most people. Not crazy to me because
like
I believe...
Like demon crazy? What did he... I want to know. Like
so, I'll go on this quickly because I'm going to do an extensive podcast about this. But Hitler believed, like, he believed in the Spear of Destiny. You know what that is?
Spear of Destiny.
So the Spear of Destiny was a spear that supposedly a soldier pierced into Christ's side out of sympathy, actually, while he was on the cross.
Right.
But I have conflicting thoughts about this. I'm not going to go into religion and stuff because I don't know if Jesus actually got crucified because that was put in later. It wasn't in Samaria, Texas. It wasn't anything. There's rumors that he survived and that he lived and that he was just, in a sense, like a normal dude that just spoke some real shit.
Right.
And that he never was crucified, and that Catholicism and Christianity place that into it as a savior role. Like,
yeah,
and there's,
totally.
And there's very good documented history to say that Caesar of Rome, that controlled Rome,
right,
made Jesus his Messiah and created the Bible and changed it and stuff. There's numerous things. I can't go into religion because it's really too extensive for me.
I just got to say, looking at a map of Germany invading Poland is insane.
Yep.
Like, I don't think that all the time in the history books, I know from my experience in school, you don't get, I guess, the scale of what a World War looks like.
They don't
like.
Even teach us about Native culture in Canada,
yeah,
fucking schools. And we raped and killed Natives in Brantford, where we live in Ontario, is
the largest
place,
reserve in,
yeah,
Canada.
Yeah, the largest reserve in Canada. And the fact that it was the first place that literally they started abusing Natives, and there was the first residential school was in this fucking city. I will have a podcast about Native culture because I've had numerous. I grew up with one of my best friends being Native, a couple of my best friends being Native, and it's I get both sides of the,
yeah,
anger and shit and everything. You know, blacks don't get much reparation for what they're doing, or, you know, Jewish people were prosecuted by the reptilians in ancient Egypt, supposedly by the Hebrews, and like, you know,
right,
blah, blah. So we're not going to get into this fucking shit.
I'm pushing. I'm sorry. I'm,
yeah,
pushing them in.
No,
it.
We gotta,
I do this.
Yeah,
I do this at work,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, you do. You got to keep me into one topic because I can go off. But so,
all right, Hitler. Let's talk about Hitler.
Yeah, so we're like, how he grew up, he was like kind of like a kind of normal child in a sense, but he got upright fucking like pissed off about what happened, and he started getting all this occult stuff. And I feel like he had a dream, his mother said he had a dream when he was a kid, supposedly where he did, that he was going to be a savior and lead a nation to fucking, you know.
Whatever. So here's my thing with a lot of the stuff that comes out about Hitler. It is...
Yeah, go.
So hard to...
He's in pretty smart.
Understand here... He was a very smart man, 100%. And he was a very good public speaker.
Yeah.
But he was also one of the worst. Like, he kind of sets the bar for horrible people with what he did.
Yeah, but there's also someone else that's going to come into play called Heinrich Himmler that was the one that created the concentration camp. So let's get into this. Let's just get right into the meat of this. So Hitler supposedly committed suicide with Eva Braun, or Eva Braun. Obviously Eva Braun, because that's how it's spelled.
Before, here's
April
the weird
30th,
thing.
Okay? And this was 2 days after they supposedly got married in the Führer bunker.
No, it was, was it not the day of? I thought I.
That's
what,
yeah.
What
that's
I heard
that's
it was,
yeah. Maybe it was.
They got,
yeah,
married
and then
they
killed
themselves, which,
yeah,
seems like a very weird thing to me to do in that,
yeah,
moment. But I don't know. Like,
yeah. So Hitler
part.
Supposedly went to his doctor and said, like, "What's the best way to kill myself?" Like,
must have, like, they were saying in the last probably like weeks of the war.
He was getting scared. Supposedly,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Rightfully
so.
If what we're getting into, if what happens, what I believe happened,
right,
I truly fucking believe this shit, honestly, because there's shit we're gonna get into in the next episode that has to do with like crazier shit. But like that, this is all hypotenuse in a sense. It's we're just like talking about it. It's a theory because like
hypothesis.
Yeah, but a hypotenuse sounds cooler. Like a hippopotamus. And hypotenuse, isn't that a fucking? That's definitely.
That's
a
math term.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the hypotenuse.
We've been drinking some beer, so I'm just making sure you're sure. Hypothesis is what I want to see, but
yeah.
I thought a hypotenuse was the same kind of shit.
No.
Well, why the name words the same fucking shit? Fucking stupid words. Anyways.
Stupid fucking words.
So, like, yeah, well, that's what, like, you know, if this is, this would be the way it goes down if we.
Right, totally theoretical.
If we live in this false reality that we think we live in. Okay. So, like, he, like, obviously died, like, talked to his doctor and was like, yo, what's the best way to kill myself? And
yeah,
like,
he asked him.
Why wouldn't you think, like, a shot to your head would be the best way of going out. You just killed a bunch of people through gas chambers, shooting them to death. Why wouldn't you think that? Why wouldn't you shoot yourself? Like, why do you have to go to his doctor for this? That's why it seems so, like, stupid.
That's what seems really suspicious to me, is that
he said it was the best way to kill myself, doctor. So fucking stupid. It makes no sense.
Well, the doctor suggested cyanide pills and then a shot to the head.
Well, there's two theories. Maybe he took a cyanide and then he shot himself. But right. Ava was obviously way too pussy. She took cyanide. Hitler's supposed to be shot himself in the head. The theories that he escaped was promoted first by the Soviet government. So the Soviet government was in full rank right now. And shit was going down. And, like, honestly, I want to do a Rasputin episode because I just listened to one about one with the last podcast. I would do my own spin on it. I would do a four-part. They're doing a four-part. I haven't even listened to the fourth part yet. It's coming out next week. But it was very interesting how he ramped up and, like, kind of fucking influenced some bullshit that happened. But, you know, like, so the Soviet government, they said that they had a skull that killed him. And then within a couple fucking, like, a week, they were like, no. Like, he could be alive. Yet the Russians were the first to step on his skull after he supposedly committed suicide in the bombing.
Right. So what happened was, apparently, this is according to the history books. I'm still undecided. I've been watching documentaries today.
I've never been undecided about anything.
I know. You know, you're passionate about what you believe in. I respect that. But I'm more of a research kind of guy. So I've been watching a lot of videos.
I just research the truth, bud.
You research the truth. Okay. Anyway, I've been watching a lot of videos, and apparently what happened was
videos,
what's text.
You heard of this thing called a book? It's got like fucking words
what's
in
book?
It.
I don't know. I'm a millennial. I don't know that.
No, you are. I'm a millennial. If not, I shouldn't be. What the fuck? I was born in 91. I'm not a fucking millennial.
I think you are. Anyways, he shoots himself. Ava takes cyanide pill. They die.
Oh, fuck myself. Boom. That was kind of Asian.
Jesus.
Come on, do your accent.
Okay, so what I did is I blew my brains out all over the wall. My now wife, former girlfriend, she took the cyanide pill. And then when we were dead, our soldiers came in, burned, dug a hole about 3-4 feet, and burned us. Now, apparently that's
yeah. That's actually, you do a really good German accent.
I don't know why.
That's considerably good because I'm actually trying to learn German because my dad learned it in fucking high school. I'm trying to learn German through that, bilingual, anlingual, whatever. There's an app.
Duolingo or whatever?
Yeah, Duolingo.
Yeah,
and,
Yeah,
but it's fucking good because they do games that make you learn. I want to learn Spanish. I'm in Cuba and shit, but like, that's, you actually like considerably, like, I tread off because like, I have like my grandma that was like Jamaican and stuff, and like my aunt. And stuff like they were Jamaican. I always trail off in some African or Jamaican accent by accident. I don't fucking really mean to.
Just force
or like it goes like Scottish and then British and then Australian.
Yeah, it goes all over the place.
Fuck. So yeah, so
I can't keep it just the one. So yeah, we were burnt alive. We were burnt, and then we were put in very small graves. Now the reason they did this is because we did not want to be paraded.
No, because what I'm going to say is, what it was about, because Mussolini got dragged through the fucking streets.
Yeah. And he was like, can we not have that kind of party?
No, and he doesn't, that's why also I think he saw that and he's like, fuck this, I'm getting out of here. Like, I'm not doing this. And the fact that I got British money behind me and I think the States money, people can say whatever they want and believe their country is all grand and right and you're the fucking providence of whatever you need to be and like, it's stupid. Like, this whole country and every country is fucked. And the States, I don't know about Canada, but like, especially Britain funded fucking Hitler. They knew what he was doing. They funded him. You make money off war. What do you think they're doing? What do you think happened with the recession? Fat cats fucking just laugh about all the money they make. This is the six shooter going off, as Mac would say. But I'm saying, like, people don't fucking ever realize what is really going on. And it's laughable to people like me that have been doing this research since I was a fucking kid, listening to fucking bands like Annie Flag and rappers like Vinnie Paz and Immoral Technique and Diabolik and shit, that like, you open up your fucking mind to shit and you realize what this world really is. It's kind of laughable the way people think, and it is fucked. So they supposedly committed suicide, but the thing is, like, Hitler had like fucking 6 or 7 body doubles that looked convincingly like him.
Yeah, that was, I know that was a big thing doing some of my research over the past couple of days. People were saying, oh, this guy's a body double, and during the time of, well, the end of World War II, a lot of people talk about this. Yeah, but a lot of people talk about the issues of, you just entered a world war, right? So there's a lot of pressure on the United States, the British government, the Canadian government, to confirm or deny
what's going on.
Who, like, if this guy they found in the bunker is Hitler. Well,
that's what I'm saying. If the war is over, and it's officially over, Nazis are fucked because they ran out of their meth.
Yeah.
Which,
the Nazis are
The Nazis defeated. Were fueled on fucking methamphetamines and a bunch of other drugs. And we're not going to get into this because I want to do a podcast specifically about Nazis on drugs. Because that could be like an hour's worth of the amount of drugs they were taking and how it was clinically gave to people. Like, people go to the counters and get a capsule. I can't remember what it was called. I just watched it last night. But, and it was a capsule you get, and it was like, to wives, you're tired after fucking, the baby. It was fed to fucking women that were, I don't know how you say it, but like after they had a kid, like after they were fucking birthed a kid, it was like, there's a word for it. They could take this drug for it to sleep. But then there's also students taking this drug, for school. And there was husbands taking this drug to work. Like, if you feel fatigued at work, pop one of these pills and it's filled with methamphetamines. Crazy thing is, I don't get how methamphetamines make mothers sleep. No, it was mothers after, like, for, like, teething and, like, the babies and, sleep deprivation and, what's the word when they get depressed after they have a kid?
Postpartum depression.
So, like, when they get that, they would tell them the fucking, we'll talk about all this during the podcast.
We're
drinking beer. So, sorry for that, but that's kind of crazy to me, like, how, like, I kind of knew that, but, like, it was, like, the American, I would say this quickly, like, the British and the Americans were, like, why can we not push forward? Why do they keep taking our land, keep taking our spot, keep fucking pushing forward while we're trying to sleep and eat? Because they were all pumped on drugs, and I'm really surprised that the British and American government didn't fucking, like, funnel drugs into their own soldiers. But that's happened during Vietnam. They did cocaine, heroin. During World War II, they gave their soldiers heroin when they were in the trenches, which they did probably during World War II, but it wasn't mentioned. It wasn't openly used, like how the Nazis were, like, they didn't want that information to come out. There's people in the entire German population was hooked on methamphetamines. Hitler put, like, fluoride in the water, dumbed down the fucking population. That's a true fact. You want to know fluoride? Fluoride, I could do an episode about that. But if you don't know what fluoride is by now, it's in your toothpaste, in your mouthwash. It's a poisonous chemical that's in rat poison, and it can kill a fucking rat. So think about what it does to you and the fucking long fucking effect terms of shit.
Of
everything. Hitler of put this life. In the people's waters to docile. So we got to get really into this.
Well,
so,
like, the big thing with meth, so I just got to say on that whole meth point, this is a known activity in North Korea where they will feed their citizens methamphetamines because of two reasons. One,
they do that?
Oh, yeah.
Legit.
Legitimately feed their citizens methamphetamines.
What the fuck?
It keeps them awake and active and contributing members of society.
And keeps them in the army.
No.
Because they have a massive
It curbs their appetite. That's the biggest thing that methamphetamines did, is they...
Because they can't eat?
Yeah, they can't eat. They don't have enough food.
So Kim Jong fucking...
They give them...
Kim Jong Un's you can't going on eat, nutty.
Right?
So they I'll have fake stores.
Yeah.
They have meth. They're all... How do you... Would you look this shit up?
It was a while ago. I've never heard about this. You've never heard about them. They gave meth.
I can totally believe it. I believe in reptile just to
repress, like, their hunger, their appetite.
But why not give them a bunch of cigarettes or something? That's fucking crazy.
Meth is cheaper, man.
So many people die then off of respiratory fucking problems and shit.
But, like, he doesn't care.
Oh, see, that's why these podcasts can go fucking off so quickly, because there's so many fucked up shit. So, like, you know, there's whole things about Hitler's body double and, like, how he died. So, supposedly they killed himself in the bunker. They found their bodies obviously shallow grave, supposedly dead, blah, blah, blah.
Burned alive, or not burned alive, but burned, bullshit, shallow grave. Yeah.
So, they
dug up at, like, ends of the war, they were dug up.
Yeah.
And they were, like... Just exhumed like that. You know what I mean? Like in an old battlefield.
Yeah.
Under pressure from the Allies to say, can you confirm or deny that Hitler's alive?
And that's even a lot of pressure. Eisenhower said, like, there's a great possibility that we don't know all the information. So, like, the skull, they supposedly had the Russian someone's skull. They have it in their museum. It was a skull fragment from the back of a cranium.
Apparently Hitler's.
Apparently Hitler's, cranium. But it got tested in 2009. Yeah. And it was officially confirmed that it was a woman under 40, not a man over 50.
I gotta say, like, that's a best guess in the condition that it's in.
Yeah.
So that's also something, right? Is now we're able to test it. The thing is,
it was a smaller skull.
Right.
Females, they don't have...
Like, yeah, our technology is pretty good.
They have smaller brains, so their skulls are... I'm just joking, you feminist fucks. Let's calm down. But, like, the skull was, like in a sense, smaller and not, like... Because males have...
Yeah, there's a way to identify a female versus a male brain.
Yeah, there's... Or not a brain, yeah, but through, a skull. Through forensic evidence. So let's get right in the meat of this shit. So, like, the CIA veterans claim proof that Hitler has faked his death. Like, even a recent claim in 2007. Like, rumors also, like, of him leaving... and fleeing to Argentina. So there's this big thing, supposedly, okay? There's a pilot that said this, that, like, Hitler, like, after they supposedly killed himself, or probably body doubles, there was numerous underground fucking tunnels escapes in Berlin. That's a fucking true fact. They've went into them. That happened. So they say Hitler escaped through these tunnels, went through this plane that, in a sense, flew him to Spain, which a guy testified that that actually happened, and then he recanted his fucking testimony, all this bullshit. And so then they went to Spain, and through Spain, they supposedly took a U-boat, and they went from a U-boat, which is a U-boat is like a crazy-ass fucking submarine that fucking the Nazis invented. Nazis were ahead of the time of technology. Everyone tells me I need to slow down when I talk, but I think that's why I should do podcasts, because if you can't do this, you can actually slow down the podcast so I can talk like this real slow.
You
can
talk like
Barry. I don't know why I went quieter. I would totally follow you on that. But like, in a sense that like they went off, but like there's theories even that he took a UFO. And because Nazis are, and we'll even have an episode about that, like Nazis have literally legitimate, they created spacecrafts. And the next episode we're going to get into, I'm never going to mention what it is, but there is lots of evidence of them creating UFOs and spacecrafts and stuff. So, you know, they are like, supposedly they went to Argentina. So let's get into the real shit of what actually physically happened, and then we'll get into the deeper stuff, and that's kind of how we'll taper off and end it. But let's get into what legitimately could have happened. So Argentina was a weirdly a big supporter of Nazi sympathizers. And it's weird to me learning about this. I got to tell you this quickly.
Yeah, it's super weird.
When I went to Cuba, I went to Cuba when I was 19, the first trip I've ever had out of the country, other than that, I've been to fucking Alberta, outside of Ontario, really, right? Or Quebec, that's it. So we went to Cuba, and like it's me and my cousin's cousin, which is my good buddy. He's got fucked up all fucking week. We end up getting cocaine, which is fucked in Cuba. Like, we actually got pure cocaine in Cuba, which is retarded. I'm really glad that nothing happened. I told my dad afterwards, because I went with all my family. And I told my dad afterwards, like, I did something really stupid. Yeah. And, you know, I almost got caught at the border, because even when I got caught at the border, I didn't sign my shit because we all got separated because my buddy got wasted before the flight and got stuck in Cuba. That's a whole another podcast for the Shadow People one, because that's going to be all about Cuba. Don't even worry about that, because I told you about what happened in Cuba to me, right?
Yeah,
afterwards. The Shadow People. Oh, fuck yeah. So we hung out with these dudes with Argentina, and this girlfriend was fucking super hot, and Mike kept fucking hitting on her, my cousin. And so we went to a club outside of Cuba, and they were Argentinian, and they were dope as fuck. And her boyfriend's, now I can't remember her name, but her boyfriend's name was Dino. That's what they called him, Dino. And it makes you think of, like, weird, like, and they're talking, like, maybe your grandfather was a Nazi, because so many fucking Nazis went to Argentina. Like, literally, that's fucking nice to me. Argentina's in Brazil, like, in South America.
Well, Argentina, at the time, like, after World War II,
the guy that, had president
a,
or...
A prime minister or a leader of...
Prime minister, that's what they call it. Okay, it was
probably prime minister.
I'm pretty sure.
Anyways, he was a huge Nazi sympathizer.
I was choking my beer.
He was agreeing with everything Hitler was saying. So
before
for
all this shit,
Even, well, have you heard?
I'm glad
you know the hotel theory, right? You know the hotel theory where he went to this hotel after he escaped?
Well, yes, we'll get into that.
Right,
yes.
But the point is, like, it goes back to the point of there were huge sympathizers in Argentina.
Oh, the Nazis are doing the right thing. There was
a lot of Nazis other than Hitler, possibly.
That escaped Argentina. They did.
There was a lot of large
100%
Nazi contributors and supporters.
They have, if you watch the show even on like history, hunting Hitler.
Right.
That shit's pretty legit, man. Like there's fucking places, there's swastikas found. Like this fucking place in Brazil, in a sense, with actually kind of a lot of white people, like fucking had a lot of like people that supported the Nazis. It's super fucking weird and out of context compared to like, why wouldn't it be a place in Europe or like Russia? It's somewhere across seas. Like that's fucking weird to me.
That their belief is like, yeah, totally, like, let's kill all the Jews.
Let's kill all these Jewish people.
So, let's kill everybody that we don't quickly, like. I think that's what
quickly before we get into this, we'll get more into his death. I just want to say this. We'll get into more in the next episode because I'm not going to reveal it yet. Just keep teasing you for it. Keep teasing.
Jesus Christ.
Wagging the peanut butter on my dick to the dog, you know? Like, making sure he doesn't lick it, but he knows it's there.
Oh my god. That's a great metaphor. I'm going to have to use that now.
So, not just care off the top of my head, because I love getting stoned and doing podcasts. So, fucking, you know, like, he believed in, what Hitler believed in massively was a woman, surprisingly, actually, a woman from Germany. I actually thought she was Russian when I used to do mad research on her before, but she was German. Her name was Helena Blavatsky. Madame Blavatsky was a person that also influenced Aleister Crowley. You don't want to see a picture of her.
No.
You know those babushkas with the
wraps
on?
Yeah, I love babushkas.
You want to see a picture? Just while I'm talking, you Google Madame Blavatsky, okay? So Madame Blavatsky was a German woman that believed and brought a lot of literally the spiritual occult to the forefront. And she did a lot of crazy stuff, and she's the one that really influenced Aleister Crowley, which
she's babushka as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Did this thing of theology and certain sects of this, and like did like crazy. She was someone who believed that she believed in Atlantis and Lemurian, and why Lemurias are called Lemurias because supposedly there was a bunch of lemurs literally that went across an island. That's why they call it Lemuria. So we're doing an episode about that. So she believed in Atlantis and all these crazy cults. So she believed there was, I'll get into this, 7 root races of humankind.
Right.
And the first race of humankind was an Aryan race of blonde hair, blue-eyed people. So where the fuck do you think Hitler got that shit from?
You can also look at, like, you know, probably what he was surrounded by in Austria. You know, blue-eyed, blonde-haired people. And a lot of those parts of Scandinavian culture. Right?
Scandinavian, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of Scandinavian culture.
But no, but like he believed highly in that, and that like she believed in that, that there was the root race of human beings. But that we can taper off to different stuff. But I'm saying that like that relates to the Nordic beings of like blonde hair, blue eyed alien beings that are a race of beings. Like I don't believe that that black people just lived in a certain place and adapted to that skin color. It makes no fucking sense. There is white Africans. I have family that are white Jamaicans pretty much. They have a massive Jamaican accent, but they're pretty fucking like fair skin. My cousin has fucking literally like Jamaican ancestry in him and my other cousin, her, and she is a fucking ginger with nappy black hair. Like, the things get adapted, like how, you know, how Leonardo DiCaprio is a Southern African, and he's white, you know, he's like white Southern African, you know what I mean, blood diamond, right? So, like, that whole thing, and how, you know, we were created through different races of beings, and humans were created through 22 separate DNA strands. So, like, she believed that, like, this strain, these human beings, maybe she met, maybe she channeled, who the fuck knows, right?
Who knows?
But that they are these beings, right? And that's why Hitler believed this. It wasn't because it was like he fucking hated Jews and there's a reason he hated Jews. He thought they had magic spells and fucking retarded shit. But that, like, he just fucking fully believed in this shit because of an occult thing, in a sense, that, like, these alien beings. And that's why in the next episode, we're going to get into shit about, like, aliens and him meeting them.
Right.
So, after that whole thing, you know, the Nazis probably fled to Argentina. Okay, since 1945, several
different... Yeah, so we gotta talk about, like, so apparently they left, Hitler left the bunker. It's unknown whether or not Ava actually made it out or not. People are still undecided whether or not she killed herself or what she did. But it is widely believed that right now Hitler, or not right now, but in the past Hitler escaped through the bunkers of Germany, went on a private plane of his, landed in somewhere like Finland.
Or Spain.
Spain's a big one too. I've heard Finland, all over Denmark. Yeah, I've heard a lot of different theories of where he landed. But the point is, he landed somewhere, obviously. And then from there on, he went into a German U-boat, which was their submarines at the time. Very, very advanced technology in these submarines. But took the submarine to Argentina, surfaced, and off he went. There's a couple of... It's hard because the way the body was identified was so...
The British intelligence didn't do shit.
No, the British intelligence didn't do much. But the point is, the body was recovered a few days after the war. Possibly confirmed by the Russians. Hitler.
Yeah, but then they fucking revoked it like a couple fucking days later.
Yeah, they said, never mind, we're wrong. But the conditions that they tried to identify the body was really interesting. Because it was still a war zone, kind of war time, they tried the best that they could at the time for their forensics, but I mean, it couldn't be much in
a war-torn country. The fast fucking talking motherfucker stepping this. Okay, so like... grab your fucking beer.
I've killed them all.
Oh, you want one?
Maybe.
Or split one with me, you know. Alright, so like... You know, like... Just let the queen go off. But like, in a sense, like, you know, like, there's always been proof, like, you know, like, everyone's been looking at this. Like, in, like, 1945, several different sources said, like, Hitler faked his death. The FBI literally did a pretty much full-scale investigation. Is that the way they want to call it? But that's kind of bullshit. They landed by submarine, supposedly the Nazis and Hitler, in Argentina. Even said after they landed, right, that, like, he ate at restaurants. People saw him. There was fucking witnesses of him, like, showing up to restaurants and people saying, like, oh, yeah, I tended to Hitler. I was a maid for Hitler at this hotel, which I think is fucking stupid. And, like, I think it's, like, probably, like, yeah, I more believe in some crazy other shit. So, like, even Joseph Stalin believed that Hitler definitely faked his death. Witnesses even in South America. So, the whole story goes, because we're getting into this, like, the meat of innocence, is that, like, he there's pictures of him. There's people that said that and came out and then said that he's still alive, and not still alive now, but back then. So supposed to be kind of lived his own life out. Like, he kind of, there's stories that he died a poor old man. And he kind of like, there's stories that he had a daughter. He had two daughters with Ava Braun, or at least another woman. There was even stories how he even fucked a black woman in, at least a darker skinned person in Argentina. But there's all these things, but I don't believe that bullshit, really. I believe more in the fact that, like, I have a fair belief that the Nazis had technology and they had a big occult belief in Hollow Earth. And that's what is coming to next episode. You motherfuckers better get ready, because I did some extensive research and I've known all about Hollow Earth. I did a project for English in school.
How many years ago was that?
An essay. 4 years, 5 years. This is when I went back to school after I dropped out.
Okay.
And I wanted to finish.
You wanted to finish.
And, okay. You know, but like, and I did this whole thing, and the teacher's like, it's so funny. She's like, very interesting. I just kind of put it on my desk. But I did, an essay also, because it's kind of newer. I do it like, this is like why I went to school, was like Hunger Games first came out. Yeah. I went back to school and wanted to just get it over with. I dropped out of school because education system is bullshit that was propagated by the Rothschilds and the systems. After World War One and Two, they realized people needed to be indoctrinated in a system where they work a 9-to-5 job, and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers promoted a school system that would only brainwash you to produce a specific result and not get into fields that you really strive for. True fucking fact. I want, now that I think about it, I'm going to do a fucking podcast about the school system. But, like, I put out my book, my research and everything, because my whole belief is that, like, they had boring machines. This is fucking nuts, and they've used this to create, like, military bases and stuff that, like, these boring systems the Nazis created, supposedly, I'm not going to get into this too much this episode, but they got it from alien technology, but they have boring machines that can melt through any rock or tectonic plate or fucking any sort of metal and melt it down to where the surface would be like a cavern, a sleek, nice cavern you could just walk down. That's the beer talking, sorry. But I'll edit that out if I have to. But in a sense that, like, there was 100% proof that they were working. You keep staring at my tattoo. I know it's a little satanic.
It is. It's pretty fucking intimidating. I fucking
love it, man. Little dog licking the blood of the satanic cross. I gotta tell you some shit after this, because I don't want to expose one of my favorite rappers on a podcast, but I got an argument with one of my favorite rappers that I literally have this tattoo based on, and what inspired me to do some of the hip-hop shit I do. I'll tell you after.
I'll fight him. I'll fight him right in the face.
Oh, so
Hitler 100%. Well, not 100%.
He fucking faked his death. There's like...
The more I watch this stuff, and it's hard.
And but, Quinn was a young buck that didn't know what the fuck was going on. When you reach my age, when you're almost 27, you'd be like, holy fuck, Tomcat was right about everything.
Woke? I'll just become woke?
No, but woke is a bullshit term. I fucking hate that fucking, I'm woke. Woke means that you fucking woke up to a bullshit system and you're fucking like, I'm woke. I've been spiritually awakened and a fucking person that's an ultra being before any of these fuckers. Like, I have been the first person I've ever wanted to start rapping out of my small town that did anything. Like, people need to, I told you this, I get angry with this shit. People need to fucking wake the fuck up. You don't know what's going on.
Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, you're a sheep. You don't know fucking shit. And I said this today at work. I was like, it would take a fucking day if everyone just walked up to the parliament, half of Canada walked up to the parliament and was like, hey, Trudeau, fuck you for stealing our money, you piece of shit. How about you get a haircut, you fucking hippie? You should probably go suck some fat Trump dick. Why don't you go handshake that fuck again? Like, and you could easily just go up and be like, you know what? I want more pay. I want you to stop spending our money. I want complete legalization of weed and selling of it and everything and not fucking these tax fucking shit. Everything. It's so fucking easy to change the world. And the funny thing is, like, it will take all the old generations to die out for this to happen.
Right. Oh, totally. It's gotta take...
Oh, I'm surprised. Everybody. We're not even long as Mac yet. We've been 47 minutes on the dot.
I gotta say, like, the more I read about this shit, Hitler... I just feel like Hitler probably faked his death. It was...
He was really smart, but also, like, he didn't want to see the, like, you're right, the humiliation of getting dragged through the
street. Yeah, that was
the
big thing for him, is he didn't want to, and not just for him, but his very close people, like...
Like Goebbels?
Yeah, right, he didn't
want to... Joseph Goebbels was a fucking weird little fucking rat, little fuck that... Joseph Goebbels was the one that really showed him in the occult. I forgot to mention, like, Heinrich Himmler was the person who created the concentration camps. We're going to do an episode about, like, the occult and the Nazis and stuff, because it is really extensive, but, like... Joseph Goebbels was a guy that kind of was like, oh, Hitler, look at this. Like, cool. Like, fucking get into this. Like, occult shit. And you know who Heinrich Himmler was? The guy who created the fucking concentration camps?
Yeah.
He was a fucking, like, pig farmer. That was like, oh, I like what Hitler... Do your fucking... Say I like what Hitler was doing. I want to join his fucking...
I'm not saying that because that'll be used against me one day. Someone will find this podcast deep.
Then, no, you don't even know. There's a guy at last podcast list to rep them. Ben Kissel, the one guy runs for, he ran for, he got pretty good, but he ran for a thing because he has a political podcast too for something of like Brooklyn. And it was, his name is Ben Kissel, BK, BK for BK. And like, he's like, and they do terrible shit on some of their podcasts and the shit they say. So like, honestly, like, you don't have to fear shit because this is all freedom of speech. No one's taking away my speech. You know, like,
I think that was maybe a big thing for Hitler, is not wanting to be losing his freedom.
He didn't want to be known as a bitch, like a fucking guy.
He didn't want to be the guy who got dragged through the city and hung up.
That was pretty disgusting as a human race that we did that to, like, Mussolini. Like, it was a spectacle. Kids are watching this guy get dragged through the street by, like, horses and shit, and like, his face all gouged out, and like, it's like,
but for them, I think it wasn't. It was a victory. No, but
it's like
100%.
Fucking like it's like
it's weird.
No,
it's
but
so
it's like
fucking
no,
weird.
But it's like the fucking, you know, the Pakistani or you know, the Afghani and everything, like burning fucking George Bush's like fucking like puppet and like burning the American flag. It's like them of like, you know, fuck this country for trying to take over us for no apparent fucking reason. Man, the fucking thing is, like, we have no, like, we don't even have, I hope we don't have fucking troops in Syria, but I'm saying, like, the States has no fucking justification of being still in Syria.
Right.
They're still in Syria. Trump made a definite post in Syria, a fucking defined post where they sit there forever. They'll be there as long as he's in presidency and as long as they do keep doing. I'm saying, like, Hitler faked his fucking death. He probably went to Antarctica after he went to Argentina. Shit's going on. People need to really wake up because, like, there's numerous shit that's going on that no one realized. So how we'll say this is, like, the next box would be about Hollow Earth, because there is a massive amount of information about Hollow Earth and how Hitler had a massive belief in the occult and all these things that were going on. And they believed, and they were fucking had those boring machines. Shit was going down. Shit was going down, okay? Things were going down. Everything is happening. This is just scratching the surface, as I would like to say, because, like, this is, people don't know.
Yes,
yeah,
so
and
yeah,
I try to teach you.
It goes into the Nether theory of where did he go? Because there's one theory that says that he goes to Argentina.
And
he lives out his years, and he dies.
But
there's
he dies
thing.
An old poor man.
Oh Jesus!
How'd that happen? I said poor, and my beer just poured all over my fucking.
He pee-peed himself.
I pee-peed myself.
No, but there's two theories that he went to Argentina, lived a life. Now here's the thing:
had two girls supposedly and.
Doctors, but here's the thing.
Why
are
you saying dope?
That point.
Saying quickly dope, supposedly. So there's this real proof. Hitler had a cousin, I think, that hated him, and he went to the States and was like, I'm fucking Hitler's cousin and I'm fighting against the wall. And he fucking came to the States and like, and they, the people, the Hitler, supposedly the Hitler bloodline, I don't fucking believe this because shit goes deeper than people think. It's really deep. the rabbit hole is never ending, but they supposedly have killed off the bloodline. They vowed to never have kids again and they killed off the Hitler bloodline.
I heard about that. The
Quinn Hitler.
Great. Grandchildren or whatever of Hitler have said, like, we will not reproduce.
Have kids, because they think that he has some weird mojo with his DNA, which I think is retarded.
I don't know, man. It's a difficult position to be put in. You're like,
do you want to talk about me with the reptilians and shit? How I think probably he was possessed and how the next episode is getting into alien shit?
I love reptilian. You know I love reptilian anything. Anything to do with the reptilian. Because
I got
down.
You into that shit. And I was
I love it. No, here's the thing. I knew about reptilians before. But I didn't know to the extent.
I told you,
that
shit
you
goes
know.
Deep.
Yeah.
Did you see my fucking Instagram post?
Yeah.
David Icke talking. Like, he's getting on some real platforms. I'm going to say something about David Icke. If you know who he is, he's a conspiracy theorist. Say this really quickly. That brought upon the conspiracy of the reptilians really to the fruition that it is today. And he's exposed himself in numerous ways and stuff. But the thing is, like, when I stopped. Oh, that beer. Sorry.
Holy shit.
I know. Me and Mac were talking about one podcast. We're talking about strange noises and the trumpets of heaven or whatever. He's like, I burped. He's like, what is that? Is that one of the trumpets of heaven? But, you know, shit gets crazy. Like, You know what I mean? Like, we've talked numerous times. That's why I think you're good for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're young and you're still learning.
I'm being woken up, apparently.
That's why I'm the host of this shit. To the world. Yes, because there's shit that I've learned about since I was a very young kid. I've seen some weird shit. I've been through some weird shit. But I'm going to end this in a sense of saying, like, shit is not what you would ever think it is.
No.
It never is. You need to open your mind towards things that are completely possible, because anything is possible. There was theories, like, I read something which is trippy, I liked, and it was a picture of an alien hitting a bong.
Yeah.
And it said, what if we are, what if your life and everything this is a DMT trip, or just a fucking trip of an alien, and when you wake up, you're an alien that hit a bong around his friends, being like, oh my god, that was a trippy experience.
I want to be that.
Well, we're going to do that alien. We have told you, my favorite thing is the holographic
Earth.
Earth,
which is real.
Which all my, even like my,
I believe in holographic Earth. Yeah, no, 100%. There's not 100%. I never believe in anything 100% until it's tangible. And even then, you got to question. You
can't believe in Occam's razor, though. You can't believe, like,
why not?
Because you can believe in whatever the fuck you want.
Here's my belief.
It's true. If I could do this, and I could, I'm holding Quinn's head right now. If I could just, like, stick my hand on your head, and I could fucking make you feel what I went through when I went through jail when I was a kid, as a fucking 14 or 15 year old kid going through jail, or going through, or seeing those shadow people, or going through the emotional stress I have when I was a kid and stuff, like, going and putting myself in dangerous situations and stuff, like, you would see things differently. And that's what I'm saying.
It's
it's important to understand perspective. And that's what I'm saying is, like, that why I believe in this alien shit, especially and stuff, is, like, there's people in Peru that said they see reptilians and had an experience getting abducted. There's people in fucking Alberta, Texas, everywhere. And no, there's numerous places of all these, like, significant things happening. And yes, you can have the whole thing of, like, you know, like, the testimony is not always true. Like, there's people that may saw Hitler in Argentina.
Right. Yeah, may there not, was a maid or something. Just
like, oh, he kind of looked like Hitler. He had the same mustache.
Yeah,
you
bullshit.
Forget things, right? We did this test in law class where the telephone game. Same shit. You tell someone something, same fucking, and they go through the row, and then.
But imagine, like, that's like years down the line, and you know.
But there's still, that's what I'm saying about, why is there someone in Alberta that saw a reptile creature, and there's someone in Japan, and there's someone in Afghanistan, and there's someone in all these different cultures. And I've been reading this book called The History of Reptilians and stuff, and it goes, dives deep, real deep into, like, culture and how, you know, Muhammad created the religion based on his own beliefs of Christianity and Judaism. Actually, I don't think Christianity may even, like, was just coming to surface, but it was really Judaism and fucking Catholicism. And he just based his beliefs on his own shit. And after reading this, it was like, I don't really fucking understand why the Muslim culture believes so fucking regardly highly so much in this fucking culture that this guy just created. It's like fucking, it's literally like Mormonism. It is. Like, Muhammad created this religion after a religion he saw, and a law is literally an old fucking text beyond Islamic text and beyond all these other cultures, and he is a god within a many gods. And Muhammad chose one God to be his God.
Right.
And was a law. And God was a law and a bunch of different gods. So it made me like, man, like, what the fuck was a lot of these rappers I was taught? I get the culture thing, but, like, religion is fucking bullshit. And the quicker you realize that, and the quicker you realize, like, I have a massive satanic cult religion symbol on my arm as a tattoo of a dog licking a blood cross upside down. Because I believe that, like, why in the Garden of Eden, right?
Yeah.
Why were, there's numerous proof, and we're going to talk about this in another podcast, but, like, why were they tempted by the snake, right? But the thing is, when they tempted the fruit, you know, that's what I'm saying, they tempted the fruit to Eve, she took the fruit, she realized, like, and then I gave it to Adam, they realized they were naked. They realized there was more to them than just tending this garden. And Eden, which goes back to Sumerian texts, which is really deep stuff. If you ever understand this stuff, it was called Aden. E-A-Den. It was E-A-D-E-N, which was like a snake's den. So the first thing is, like, supposedly our consciousness in our first fight against the reptilians and this force of a being that was controlling our structure of our perception and enslaving us was in this Garden of Eden, which is E-A... Eden, right?
Like reptilian or lizard.
That snake these den. Reptilians maybe came and told us you're living a lie, or they enslaved us. There's too many split, very different theories about this. It's nutty, but like that, I believe that Satan wasn't Satan in the fucking beginning of all of the shit in Sumerian texts, or even in Jewish texts. In the ancient Jewish text, it was Nakash. Okay, Nakash, so I know too much. Nakash was a serpent deity that was just like a trickster. That like just was, he was not a fallen angel that wasn't introduced till Catholicism and all those are bullshit. Nakash was just a fucking creature. And then when you go, I was reading this reptilian book that I've been reading. If you go far back enough, okay, check this out. Nakash is actually, if you go back in the Sumerian text, was the Elohim. And the Elohim is a race, as numerous, like mentioned numerous times in Bible text. The Elohim was a race of beings that were light beings, creatures of light. That's why Lucifer is the bearer of light. Okay. Right. And the Statue of Liberty holds the torch. She's a symbolism of Lucifer. All this shit is all intertwined. That's what I'm saying. You dig down you don't even know the look on Quinn's face right now with all this stuff. And the thing is, I can explain this.
Fucking blown away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can explain this in a way for people to, in some sense, understand in some sort. Because they know the stories. And, like, learning about the stuff is, like, blowing my mind. Like, all about Nakash would trip me out. And I had to memorize that word, Nakash. That right. was Satan before Satan was influenced by the whole Catholicism and stuff. And
yeah, before it was, like, here's a Western Catholicist.
Satan's
idea.
A bad guy. He's going to tempt you into purgatory.
Well, look at, like, the old gods of, like, North mythology, right? There's really never a fallen angel. There's never a fallen deity.
No, everyone was kind of equally displaced in what
but it was more doing. Like, it was more like a family lineage
than
it was a displaced.
So all I want to get to is that, like, in a sense, that in the beginning of all this shit, Satan was not the bad guy. Satan was not even Satan. He was the Elohim, which Elohim was a race of beings that were the bearers of light. And that were the bearers of knowledge, and that God, and I've said this numerous times, was the bad guy. God was trying to keep us in whatever God is. My belief in all of this through this podcast, if you ever want to listen to this shit, we're going to get into more in-depth stuff. This is my own personal views of getting you into this more podcast and why I did this and why I bring certain people on that are my good buddies and shit. It's like that. This world is not what you think, and that our soul is whatever you choose to be. We chose to be here. We chose our own life. Like, this is not some, like, you're not going to be punished for all the shit you do. And if you are, I'm sorry that I lied to you, but I don't believe that shit whatsoever. I don't believe it. I think it's bullshit. Quinn's wearing an Oktoberfest hat I got, and you look super German because...
Dankeschön.
Because why I want to bring Quinn on this podcast especially is because Quinn does pretty good German, but we used to talk about Hitler all the time and stuff, and he used to get a haircut that kind of waved to the side a bit.
Apparently, I got the Hitler youth haircut. Yeah,
that's literally what he got. So
that's a popular thing now, right? Is the Hitler youth.
Oh, no,
youth.
There's
the old
some
Hitler
shit.
Youth haircut.
No, it's really weird. All this stuff is
on
coming to light. And
right wing.
Yeah, people are going nuts. People are starting to, like, did you know that they're doing the swastika with, like, rainbows? They're trying to take it back.
Well,
do you remember
the swastika comes from a Hindu symbol.
Do you know?
Meaning peace,
my
right?
My favorite motherfuckers. Do you know who Kevin Smith is?
I love Kevin.
Kevin Smith has his own podcast too, like, all the time. It's hilarious. Super fucking funny. After this, I'm showing you some of it. But, like, he, you fucker, I have to edit this out. What are we talking about right now? Because we have to end this right now. If it's fucking, I have to edit all right now. All this out, I can edit this out. But like,
we were talking about Kevin Smith.
No, before that, right before that.
I don't know.
Oh, you fuck! There's something I just wanted to say. What were we talking about? Okay. Anyway, fuck it. That will all be edited out because I've had to do that. Me and Mac had. I'm gonna say this because I can edit this out. Me and Mac had an hour and 5 minutes. I had it down to 55. I had 10 minutes out of it. You know, so like things that are, like, crazy people think. So, like, this was a little fun thing, and, like, I like that, like, I hope people enjoy this. Yeah. Like, we're still getting used to this. Like, I'm still bringing on guests, and Quinn will be on, I hope, more.
More, yeah.
I want you to definitely come on, because, honestly, you have free time. You're young.
I'm a young buck. I'm doing...
Yeah. We have tons of episodes. We got tons of fun stuff coming up. Yeah. So next time, get ready.
I love conspiracy theories.
Quinn's coming in for the next time for Hollow Earth, because that's going to be the next one. And that's where we're really going to dive
in. I love that shit. Oh, yeah. Give me that Hollow Earth.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna
flat Hollow Earth.
No, don't talk about the flat. Fucking shut the fuck up. Do not say flat fucking Hollow Earth.
Flat Hollow
Earth. Shut up. Do not know. Hollow. That wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's flat like Hollow Earth does not make sense. No, flat Hollow Earth doesn't make sense. Flat Earth makes sense to dumb fucking people that are idiotic and are in a fucking false illusion. You don't believe NASA?
Never. What does NASA stand for? Never a straight answer. No. NASA. Oh, never like a straight answer.
I
like that.
No, I think... Oh, I'm not going to even go ahead and answer.
Never a straight answer.
That's actually like that. But honestly, not even talk about it. I'm never talking about... I'm not even doing a Flat Earth episode because I think it's fucking idiotic and stupid. You got to be dumb. A fucking idiot. Anyways, this was the Strange Brew Podcast. This is one of the funner ones I've done lately. But that's me. I'm Tomcat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson. You can follow me at Tomcat Hip Hop at Instagram.
And this is Quinn, Osama Quinn Laden, Quinny the Pooh.
Follow you?
I don't know. Nobody does.
Follow me at Quinn Dugan at Instagram. Dugan.
Find me and I'll fucking delete you.
Find us all. Eventually, if you want to email us about our shit, eventually, if this ever gets kind of famous or something, you can email me at strangebrewpodcast@gmail.com. And this was the Strange Brew. I hope you all go... research some Hitler shit. Sig Heil!